This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. October's National Pork Month. So what better way to celebrate, if you will, than checking in with the Knox County Pork Producers Association. And Dan Erickson is a member of that association and drew the short straw to be on with us tonight. Dan, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on, Will.
Yeah, we're very glad to have you on because I think sometimes we think a lot of the cattle industry in this area, and although despite the fact that I grew up in the hog capital of the world nearby, I don't know that people think that that pork is just as strong of an industry here, right?
It really is. Yeah. There's probably more pigs out there than you think. I did a little checking before I came on with you, and I think the numbers may be a little higher than this, but in 2012, when they did the last census, there was 132,000 pigs in Knox County, so it's probably a little bit more than that at the moment.
And what mostly do those hogs go to? Is it things like production over at farmland? Does it go to a variety of needs? What does that do?
There probably is a variety. There's a processing facility in Beardstown that takes a fair number of pigs from this area too. But I would guess the biggest percentage of them probably go to Monmouth.
Any idea of what having so many pigs in Knox County means in terms of the economy, or in terms of at least in terms of the agribusiness end of it?
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of jobs related to the pig industry that are not just farmers. People like veterinarians, feed suppliers, truck drivers, accountants. There's a number of employees for the Monmouth facility that live in Knox County. USDA inspectors. All told, in Knox County, I'm not sure exactly how they arrived at the number, but they say there's 260 jobs that are directly attributable to the pork industry and contribute about $73 million to the local economy.
Those are both amazing figures. You have hogs on your farm, right, Dan?
We do. We raise about 15,000 head a year on our farm.
Wow, I was going to say, how much of that is part of your overall operation? I know you you do corn and such too, right?
We do raise corn and soybeans. Probably about a third of our crops are fed to our animals. The other would go to like an ethanol plant in Galva, or for export probably to the river and overseas on the soybeans. But yes, pigs is probably about half of our operation. We have a couple thousand acres of row crops, corn and beans.
In terms of hog prices these days, I kind of get the impression, not being the most knowledgeable person in the world when it comes to agriculture, that hog prices have really been kind of on a roller coaster ride the last few years, haven't they?
They really have, and we're playing that delicate balance between the supply and demand. Pig supplies have been growing, and they've been growing because, in general, it's been profitable to raise pigs, so farmers will continue to add a few more as long as they're making money. But we've gotten to the point where we're running out of capacity to process them. There were three new plants that came online this year, or they're kind of still in the process, so there is more demand coming. But getting the demand to match up exactly with the supply is always the challenge. So, yeah, when that gets out of whack just a little bit, one way or the other, the prices can take pretty big swings. And it has changed a lot. The prices were really good summer and early fall, and now they've kind of gone into their fall low.
Yeah. Dan, I know you and I talked off the air a little bit a while back at the Knox County Fair, probably because I could smell the bacon from our broadcast location at the fairgrounds. But what are some of the things that the Pork Producers Association does other than keep that nice pork goodness going at the fair every year?
Well, we have a number of cooking events. We cook, obviously, at the fair. Railroad Days is a big event for us. Mm-hmm. We've been to Monmouth at the Bacon Fest since it began, and that's really grown over the years. We do a number of other smaller things. We cook for a lot of benefits for fire departments, churches. We cook at the rescue mission each year. Do some other non-cooking related things. We contribute to the farm safety camp that is held every year. Do one of the presentations at the Ag Day for kids. Also participate with a lot of the state activities on the more of a statewide level. But
It's really just telling the story of hog farming, isn't it?
It really is, and that's kind of what National Pork Month is all about, is just a way to share our story a little bit with consumers and people that don't have interaction with farmers on a daily basis. And that's really kind of what our social media with the Facebook page and Twitter and different things has evolved because of people becoming more and more distanced from agriculture. As time goes on, the generations go on, people have less connection. So it's more important for us as farmers to reach out and make that available. I read a study recently where it said 3 out of 4 people don't feel like they know as much about their food as they would like to. So we want to make sure that we're always available, and any question that someone has, we hope they ask us. If you don't know a farmer in person, feel free to reach out to us on social media. That's what we're there for.
Are there any misconceptions about the pork industry? I imagine there might be some these days, probably along the lines of cattle producers might get in terms of either how good or how not good or whatever some people perceive meat in general to be. Are there misconceptions like that, or do they go a different way?
Well, there are a lot of misconceptions, I think. One of the ones that is prevalent on social media that I see, because I'm doing that, is the anti-animal lobbyists, or they're almost an industry of their own, really try and paint us as people who don't care about our animals and don't take good care of them, and all we're in it for is for the money. I can tell you the money's not that great, so that's not why we're in it. We're in it because we enjoy taking care of animals, and taking care of them is our number one priority. It doesn't matter if it's a weekend, a holiday, or a blizzard. There's no snow days when you're raising livestock, so that's the most important thing to us, is taking good care of the animals.
And to that end, I imagine you get a lot of questions, and you say you do the social media, so why don't you talk about where folks can find you online?
Yes, well, you can, if you search for Knox County Pork, all as one word, just Knox County Pork, you should find us on basically all social media platforms. We're most active on Facebook, and in fact, if any of your listeners would like to go there now, we have, during Pork Month, we have a number of different giveaways going on. We have a sign up right now for a $100 gift certificate that is redeemable at Thrushwood Farms.
Oh.
We also have some in-store promotions going at both Hilo and Thrushwood. For each week, we're giving away a $50 gift certificate in-store. So all told, we'll give away about $700 worth of pork this month.
Love that.
All you have to do is come to one of our pages and sign up. It's real easy, and we'll let you know if you win. But we also share a lot of information on there, so we hope if you come, you take a look at some of our videos of pigs and stories about what happens on farms.